the birth of Jesus' story in Matthew is an intimate story. It is the inside information about Mary's engagement and her being with child from the Holy Spirit. It's about Joseph's internal decision and then his dream. And it is the narrator speaking, the storyteller, you know, specifically addressing the audience and telling them, you know, all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. And finally, it is the climactic episode of Joseph doing what he was commanded, of explaining how he took Mary as his wife. And the climax is the last sentence, and he named him Jesus. This is the shortest sentence in the whole of the story. It creates emphasis. It is a time to hold Jesus in your arms as Joseph did and to give him a name in terms of the spirit of this story. So this is an opportunity to create the atmosphere of intimacy that is a central dimension of the birth story of God's becoming intimate with us in the birth of Jesus and in the way in which it happened. And all the things that are being talked about in this story are highly intimate. It's a very sexual story, even though the translation avoids as much as possible any words that would have those connotations. That's what it's about. It's about marriage and divorce. It's about sexual intercourse. It is about the intimate relationship between God and Joseph, between Mary and Joseph, between Joseph and Jesus. It's also about the intimate relationship between the prophet, Isaiah, who had made this prophecy hundreds of years before its fulfillment in this story. So there are many levels of intimacy in this story. The tone of the story is then a tone of quietness, of intimacy, of the interior experience, especially of Joseph. The primary speech in the story, in terms of the characters who you are presenting, is first of all the angel who speaks to Joseph. The angels in the New Testament stories are all messengers who first of all have to get their recipients to calm down enough to not be afraid so that they can hear what it is that is the message that they have brought from God. And so they first of all are characters who are quiet, who are not intimidating, but nevertheless authoritative, because they are messengers from God. So finding the character of that angel is a central part of telling the story well. Structure of the story is fairly easy to identify. The first episode is the crisis of the conception and of Joseph's response to that. The second episode is the dream and is the address of the angel to Joseph. The third is the prophecy. These are the words of Isaiah. And so you can give Isaiah in this episode a distinctive voice if you choose. And the fourth episode is the birth and the naming. The verbal threads that connect this story, the first one, and probably the most important, is the name of Jesus. So the first sentence, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. The end of the angel's address to Joseph is, you will name him Jesus. And then the end of the story is Joseph's obeying the angel, and he named him Jesus. The other verbal thread, which is not as clearly identifiable, is conceive, bear a son, child from the Holy Spirit. So she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. The child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And she bore a son. She had borne a son in the last episode. So each of the episodes has that verbal thread in some form. The overall dynamic of this story is a dynamic of crisis and then of the resolution of the tension that was created by the conception of the child in Mary as a virgin. And so it's dealing then with the problem that is created by this unusual conception. And all of those dynamics then become increasingly intimate, ending with the intimacy of relationship between Joseph and Jesus.